Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here on CalBanyan.com, where I've got literally hundreds of videos. Most of them are about 20 minutes long on every topic you could imagine in the world of hypnosis. Everything from how to choose a trainer, how to do direct suggestion hypnosis right, fast inductions, professional inductions, deepening, age regression, how to do sports hypnosis, working with kids, everything. So I hope you will come over to CalBanyan.com and check out my training schedule. If you're watching this right now here in 2017, I'll give you a heads up on a couple classes that are coming up. My NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course here in Dallas, Texas is going to happen October 2nd through the 13th with the weekend off smack dab in the middle. And then January 8th through the 19th, 2018. And then July 9th through the 20th with the weekend off in all three cases. And here in Dallas, we've got a great deal on a hotel for you. If you're coming from outside of the area, most of the people come to class do. And also, once again, if you're watching this next year in 2019, 2020, whatever, just check my course schedule, get the latest stuff. And then, something that very few people ever give students, and that is the Week of Power. The Week of Power is my advanced course. It's for people who already have the basics. You've been certified by somebody, and you've had at least a 40-hour course, and then you can qualify. And I might amend those hours later. But right now, at this moment, that is, you've had to at least a paid 40-hour course, and then you qualify to take our Week of Power. Now, most people that take our Week of Power have had 100 hours or more training. All right, April 16th through the 21st, that is 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Wait, I wonder if I got those dates right because I'm looking on my calendar over there because, 15. Oh, typo there. April 15 through the 21st, 7 days of confidence and skill building. You'll learn 5-path. You'll learn 7-path. All right, enough with that stuff. You know what this series is about? This series is about, the first one I just did last week is about what is hypnosis and what is suggestibility. Wow, it would be really nice if everybody in the profession was on the same page. I offer those definitions. I think they're very accurate. And I think if everyone used them, we'd be in a much better place as a profession. All right, who am I? I'm Cal Banyan. Cal Banyan, I'm known as the authority on hypnosis at works. I've been putting out videos. This is like 500 and something, and for years and years. And I've been in the profession full time, seeing clients for 20 years, and I'm just thrilled to be here. All right, I'm excited to get into this next topic. And the next topic is, what tone of voice is the correct tone of voice for doing hypnosis? All right, because there is so much, this is a technical word, BS out there about the proper tone of voice. How do I know? Because people come to me that have had previous training and they are wrong about the tone of voice. All right, just for a second, just to yourself, answer that question. What tone of voice is the correct tone for doing hypnosis? Do, 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 do. You get the idea. So you've got that in your mind. Here we go. Over and over, I get that question. I give that question to hypnotists, and they say, well, you should have a monotone voice, or you should have a relaxed voice, or you should use a deepening tone. That is wrong. All right. Now, here's the word. This is the proper answer. What is the proper tone of voice to use when doing hypnosis with someone? The answer is, it depends on what you're doing. You don't use the same tone of voice with all your different techniques. Let's go through them with my trusty clipboard here. All right, most inductions are based on relaxation. So the congruent tone would be a relaxed tone. Now, the exception to that would be perhaps something like the 8-word induction. which you go to 8wordinduction.com. I put it up there. The whole world can do it now. And where it's very directive. Okay, but every other case, for example, the five-path induction, it's right there on the internet. Look up five-path induction, Cal Banyan. Step by step, it's there for you. I gave it to the world. That's in a deepening tone. So you'll say something like, take a nice deep breath, exhale, close your eyes, and begin to relax. And as I do blah, 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 you're going to relax more and more and more. And as I do this, you're going to relax more and more. And as I count from one down to five, let it be as if we could double this relaxation. One, relaxing more and more. Two, relaxing deeper and deeper. So you get the idea, okay? When you are doing something based on relaxation, you use a relaxing tone. And a relaxing tone is usually a down, it's not tight like this. It's not da 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 da. The words are rounded. Use a deeper part of your voice, going deeper and deeper relaxed. Now, you don't have to have the FM jocks kind of deep baritone voice. It just needs to be rounded and smooth compared to your normal voice. So you're like, you hear me talking, this is just my normal voice, sending out information. But if I'm going to do deepening, I instantly round it out. Deeper and deeper relaxed. There's three important things we do whenever we do hypnosis together. One of the first most important things is just listening to the sound of my voice. The second important thing is from time to time, let me think about or imagine something. Ah, I want you to notice something. My rate was fast, but my tone was smooth and deepening. So that's another thing I want to get rid of. You do not have to talk like this. I'll tell you what, today people are, we have the phone going on, we have the TV going on, we're talking to someone else, and we've become very fast processors. And if you go too slowly in your hypnotic sessions with deepening or inductions, what happens is the mind wanders. They start thinking about what they're going to do on Friday night. So here's another clue. Pick up the pace. It takes some practice to use a deepening tone, but speak quickly. I mean, look at the rate I'm speaking to at you now. You are processing the information just fine, unless English is your second language, and then you can just rewind me and get the part that you didn't understand, right? So, yes, relaxed tone for inductions and deepening. But if you're doing eyelid catalepsy or arm catalepsy, what? You don't want to use a deepening tone or relaxing tone because catalepsy involves tightening of the muscles. For example, we might do deeper and deeper relax, deeper and deeper relax. Now in a moment, I'm going to count from one to three. When I get to three, your eyelids will lock down, twitch tight. One, twitching, tightening, locking down. Two, twitching, tightening, locking down, tighter and tighter. Three, they're stuck like glue, stuck like glue. See how my tone changed? I want the muscles to tighten in the eyes. And so I go into a staccato, a tighter sounding voice. And what that does is that it allows your clients to experience the meta message. The meta message is the message you give that is beyond the words that you say. And I want my meta message to be congruent with my words. So if I'm saying stiff, twitching, tightening, I don't want to go, your eyelids are twitching and tightening and becoming tighter and tighter. See, the meta message comes right up against the message of the words. And so they're almost canceling each other out. All right. Here's the other one. Directive. If you're just giving instructions, okay? For example, in some inductions, you're just giving them instructions. Or in an age regression, you may just be talking to the grown-up aspect of themselves. You're not deepening them, you're not trying to catalepsy, and you just speak in a instructional or directive tone. And so you'd say, okay, grown-up, what do you wish you would have known then? that you know now. Blah, 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 blah. Good. In a moment, we're going to go back there. We're going to talk to the four-year-old you, and we're going to give her those instructions. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So that's directive or instructional tone. Okay. Don't get locked into this deepening tone. You will not do well in your sessions. Okay. Here's an example of mixing up the tones. 8-word induction. I always look at my clients and say, would you like to do hypnosis with me now? I get an affirmative answer. May I have permission to touch your hand, your arm, your shoulder, maybe even your forehead? Yes. Good. Press on my hand. Close your eyes. Sleep. Go loose, limp, and relaxed. And with every gentle breath, go deeper and deeper relaxed. Every breath takes you deeper. Every sound takes you deeper. And as I count from 1 down to 5, let it be as if we could double this relaxation. 1, relaxing more and more. 2, deeper and deeper relaxed. Okay, so you get the thing. What do? I started off just conversational, then I go into instructive tone, and then I go into a directive tone when I say the word sleep. And then I instantly switch into a deepening tone. You see, it's like being a musician. You need to know your instrument. You get a beginner, and you have that beginner do twinkle, twinkle, little star. Man, and it's like nails across a chalkboard, right? But then you take a virtuoso of the violin, and she could play that same song with such feeling and such dynamism. Dynamism. What's the right word for the dynamic range and feeling that it could almost put a tear down your eyes. You see, you want to master your instrument, which is your voice. Okay, one quick little thing here, and then I'm going to wrap up. And that is when you do age regression. I talk a lot about age regression, and I just gave an example of how tone would change or would be in just the directive part. A moment I'm, okay, be grown up. What do you wish you would have known then? Just conversational tone. Because I'm talking to my client who's in somnambulism. Okay? And then I say, okay, in a moment we're going to follow that feeling you don't like that you get when you see a spider back to an earlier time you felt that way. And we're going to go back at these different times. Maybe they're 10 years old. And then we go back maybe to 5 years old. And then we go back to maybe 3 years old. When we're talking to 10 and 5 and 3, we want to have congruency of tone again. But in this case, it's not deepening, it's not directive change. It's the tone you would use with a child that age. Okay? So, and maybe exaggerated just a little bit. So in other words, if you had talked to a 10-year-old like this, hi, 10, how you doing? Okay? In age regression, you go, hi, 10, how you doing, 10? Because what that does is it sends the meta message, I'm not talking to the grown-up aspect of my client, I'm talking to 10. We go back, I talk to 5. Hi, 5, what's happening, 5? What are you thinking, 5? Is it daytime or nighttime, 5? And then maybe the ISC, initial sensitizing event, is at 3, and I go back and I talk to 3. Okay, 3, what's happening, 3? Is it daytime or nighttime? Are you indoors or outdoors? Are you alone or with someone? Ooh, who's there? See, and so I do that, and what the meta message is, I'm talking to the regressed aspect of the child, I'm not talking to grown-up, and it allows and encourages my client to revivify the experience from the perspective of that younger aspect of themselves. All right, that's it. Please check out my courses. Please go to calbanion.com. Please become a VIP member. You become a VIP member, it's free. You get instant access to all of our videos, all the texts, links, and images that go on each page with each video. And if you like, I'll send you a message every time we put up a brand new video. All right, that's it. Cal Banion.
This recording is the property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only. may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.